In the film Money Monster, a man who's been absolutely devastated by a bad stock tip that he took off a TV show decides to take it into his own hands to get a bit of revenge happening. It got me thinking, well, how much do we know about finance and financial services? That was the question also asked by Effie Zahos. She's a finance expert and the editor of Money Magazine, and she joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for doing this. And I'm quite curious, when you were around chatting to people, what kind of stuff were you finding out?
Look, I was surprised. So it was a vox pop. It was a cold call, so to speak. So we went around Sydney and just stopped people randomly and asked them some financial questions. And I was really happy to see how everyone was very willing to oblige. But I was a little bit taken back by how little generally we know of financial matters. It took me back by surprise because I guess I'm in a role where, you know, I live and breathe this stuff every day. And it was interesting to see what people's perceptions were on money matters. And you know what? It's a little bit worrying.
Now, what age group of people were you talking to?
Much younger than me, unfortunately. I would say Gen Y. Most of them were Gen Y. And this is the thing. Gen Y do get a bad rap in a lot of cases when it comes to financial management. But, you know, Gen Y is good with money. They earn a lot of money. But let's face it, it is hard times out there. So the more financially savvy Gen Y can be, the better. And what the Vox Pops actually showed is that, you know, they're not as financially savvy as I would hope. And to be honest, some questions, even if you don't know the answers, you know, it's really not that important. That's not going to create you wealth. But in a lot of cases, if you know where to go to get help, that can give you help as well, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, you weren't asking the particularly hard questions, were you?
No. Okay. So there were things like, do you know what ASIC stands for?
Oh,
the Australian Securities Investment Commission. One of the best websites out there from the government has a Money Smart website there. And really, it does give you the 101 on everything you need to know about money matters. Things like, you know, what is the interest rate you're paying on your credit card? You know, would you take this risk if I gave you this return? Which was what the whole movie was about in Money Monster.
Of course.
Basically, risk for return. It just surprised me that a lot of people really didn't understand the basics of making money, or even more importantly, not losing money.
Now, is this a failing in sort of people educating themselves, or how we're educating them as we're coming through school?
That's a really good question. I think things have improved a lot more. When I went to school, we definitely did not have financial literacy
not at
in
all.
School.
Not at all.
At all. Now, I've got two young kids, and financial literacy is being taught through the curriculum. Not in all schools too, may I say. So it really does depend. And I think a lot of children these days are growing up looking at mum and dad and getting their guidance from them. So if you've got kids that are milking you dry, I always say look at yourself because you've probably given them some bad money habits. It's really important to get people, you know, thinking about money, the value of money, as soon as they can really count. But it's nice to see that, yeah, there is some improvement happening with financial literacy. But like I said, we're in a situation now that really to get any decent returns, you do have to dial up the risk. We've got a cash rate at an all-time low. And unfortunately, if you just leave your money in the bank, you will go backwards. So where does that leave you? It leaves you a bit exposed because if you don't know really the management of money, you could lose money.
Now, has this lack of kind of awareness and understanding on that sort of Gen Y group, has it got you concerned for their future?
Yeah, it has. And I'm obviously vested in there because I have got a 15-year-old and I definitely don't want her living in my house for the rest of her life.
God,
or my
no.
life. She'll probably outlive me. It is concerning. The thing is, Gen Y does earn a good income. That's not the problem. The problem is, even though you can, say, service a mortgage, it's getting the deposit together. How many people do you know that have got a lazy $200,000 sitting in account ready to buy a home?
Not one.
Exactly. So it is harder times. Unemployment is harder. Interest rates are at rock bottom. And while that's good to pay a mortgage, the lower the interest rates are, it means our economy is not doing that well. So, yeah, they've got it a lot more tougher. So I guess what we want to get through this exercise is, you know, how can you actually boost your financial literacy so, you know, you don't end up like a character. I mean, in the movie, Kyle Budwell was an investor that lost his entire savings on one stock tip. And this is the thing, you know, if you are taking on more risk, what happened to this character can very well happen. And I really like the questions raised because, you know, a lot of people can be accountable for your misfortune as well. It's not all your fault.
Evie, some very sage advice. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks so much.